we've concluded the brachos that relate to, I would call them personal requests, not because the requests for chachma and for health and for wealth are actually personal, because the brachos are recited in plural form. We ask on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, but nevertheless they are the needs of the individual, and though we ask for all of the individuals of Klal Yisrael, they're not requests for the national. They're not national needs, they're individual needs. Just we daven on behalf of all the individuals of Klal Yisrael. Here this morning we're going to begin the second section of the request in Shemona Esrei. Tekabe shofar gadol cheirusein. We ask Hashem to blow that great shofar that will herald the time of the ingathering of the exiles. And that's the sort of segue into the next few brachas, which are going to be requests for national our redemption, national salvation. If you remember, a few days ago, we talked about the bracha Goel Yisrael. We explained that even though it's talking about redemption, it's not really talking about redemption in the future. It's talking about every individual's troubled challenges that he faces day to day, or that, you know, that we may face as a nation in present times against Iran or whatever other problem that we have. So we ask Hashem to please save us from those problems. That's how we explained it a few days ago. I just want you to know there are those who explain the bracha of Goel Yisrael that we did a few days ago as referring to, yes, the redemption. If that's the case, like this other explanation that we weren't really going with, then this new bracha of Tekabe Shofar Gadol, where we're asking for the ingathering of the exiles, it seems to be the same exact request, formulated differently, but nevertheless sort of asking for the ingathering of the exiles and the redemption. The Siddur Shar HaShamayim suggests that he understands that both brachas, yes, are indeed talking about redemption. And the distinction between them is that there are different kinds of redemptions. There's a redemption, a physical redemption, a freedom, a physical redemption of the slavery and the subjugation, maybe not slavery, that the Gentile nations oppress the Jewish people. And then there's something that's a higher level of redemption, spiritual redemption, where we are more free to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and less tied down by the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. And that's what this new bracha represents, the ability to be redeemed, the redemption from the Yetzer Hara and the spiritual redemption. But I think most commentators don't suggest this way, and these are not both talking about redemption. Rather, the first bracha was talking about an individual's problems, even a nation's problems of present times. And this bracha begins to speak about redemption. Just one quick thought. We say here, blow the great shofar. Hashem, please blow this great shofar that is supposed to herald the ingathering of the exile, this great shofar. The Rabbanim tell us that it's talking about that shofar that comes from the horn of Yitzchak's, the animal that was brought after Yitzchak's binding, after Akedas Yitzchak. And just was pointed out to me this morning that don't cows have two, or goats, whatever the Nile was, don't they have two horns? So if we talk about the horn, what about the other horn? So I just saw this morning in the parish, in one of the Mefarshim here, that yes, there were two horns on Elo Shel Yitzchak. One horn was the horn that they heard, or the shofar that they heard at Har Sinai, where the Pasuk said that there's a great shofar blast, and then the Torah was given. And the second shofar on the head of the Elo Shel Yitzchak, Yitzchak's isle, will be that great shofar blast that will herald the future redemption. And I guess we could just conclude with the tefillah that as we ask Hashem, Hashem should gather all the exiles of Israel. We know that on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, we talk about Bayom Ahu Yitokah B'Shofar Gadol. That great day, there'll be Hashem will blow the great shofar. All those who are lost in all the exiles that we've encountered, including that of the Aseres HaShvatim, will, you know, hopefully one day come together, and we could just ask that. Not just will all the nations come back to Eretz Yisrael, but there's one word that's added. It doesn't say Mekabetz Nitchei Yisrael, that Hashem will gather all those who are scattered, those of Israel who are scattered, but Amo Yisrael, that they will be they will be considered Amo, Bechin of Amo, meaning they will not just gather physically, but they will gather as people of the Jewish faith and the Jewish tradition, with the Torah and Mitzvos.